HBO Sports presents.
You guys ready? Let's go!
A legendary program. 11 national championships. 17 Final Fours. The best college basketball team ever.
Let's go out there and play.
A multi-part documentary series following the UConn women's team.
This is why we practice the way we practice. We train the way we train.
UConn, the March to Madness, Wednesdays 10 p.m., starts tonight, only on HBO.
HBO Sports presents an unscripted documentary series chronicling the 2016-17 season of the University of Connecticut Women's Huskies basketball team. Get an all-access pass as the series spotlights the players and coaches chronicling the hard work and high expectations game by game as they continue their extraordinary run pursuing their fifth consecutive national championship. Don't miss UConn, the March to Madness, Wednesdays at 9 p.m., starting tonight, only on HBO.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. Five times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Play.it is your new podcast network for award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome! We're gonna make you laugh, we're gonna make you think.
Give you that news and information.
Pop culture, reality TV.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
You wanna see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We've been the voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. The second place Wolves are home this Sunday. Meet your favorite superhero characters and mascots. The first 1,500 kids get a cape courtesy of the Village of Rosemont. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
In the 2 years we've been here, we've done a lot of erasing. Part of that has been a little bit to get more youthful and a little bit to get better. And so, as I mentioned earlier, we're in good position.
That's Bears head coach John Fox from the NFL Combine. The team is in a good position. GM Ryan Pace also talking about the quarterback spot, as there's so many decisions to make this offseason, said that Jay Cutler returning to the team is an option. He called the situation with the QB fluid. Bears All Access tonight at 6 o'clock right here on The Score. In hockey, the Blackhawks host Pittsburgh tonight. Scott Darling starts a net. Puck drops at 7. Johnny Oduya will not play. Jonathan Taves was named NHL's first star of the month for February. And in NBA, the Bulls, they get a day off before hosting Golden State tomorrow. Kevin Durant is out at least 4 weeks with a sprained MCL and a bone bruise on his knee. Reports have the Warriors signing forward Matt Barnes for the remainder of the season. Tonight in the NBA, Washington plays at Toronto. The Cavs travel to Boston. The Pacers visit the Spurs. And the Clippers host the Rockets. The Bulls have slid back to the seventh spot in the East, a game behind Indiana. NFL notes, Adam Schefter is reporting the Patriots are not expected to trade Jimmy Garoppolo. Also, the Steelers and James Harrison have reached an agreement on a two-year, $3.5 million deal. Major League Baseball spring training, the Cubs and Royals about to get started. Eddie Butler makes his first start. Javi Baez leads off. The White Sox face the Diamondbacks. Big Game James on the mound. This scoreboard update brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you. NewMailMedical.com. Imagine up to 2 years of totally cartridge-free printing. Epson's EcoTank 4550 multifunction printer comes with enough ink for up to 2 years. That's up to 8,000 pages. Totally cartridge-free. Visit Epson.com/EcoTank. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by WOW, internet, cable, and phone.
Can I get back to football, or?
Right now, Zach Zaidman is on Twitter, at Zach Zaidman. He's in Indianapolis. He is on the Home Run In Pizza hotline. Be the MVP of your family and grab a Home Run In Pizza tonight. So the Bears powers that be have emerged. They have spoken, and we have learned nothing, unless you were able to glean something we did not.
I'm learning that Zach Zaidman is the king of the new Jack Swing with this beat in the background. What's going on, Zach? How you feeling?
Hey, we're bringing the best for you guys. That's the bottom line. The Bears need help everywhere. Across the board, everywhere. That's what we learned today. Now, they're not going to tell you anything. So at this stage of the game, you have no idea who the quarterback is going to be in 2017. That, to me, is an extremely important question because they were saying nice things about Jay Cutler. Some people got fooled in regards to the questions that Ryan Pace and John Fox were peppered with in regards to Cutler. But the bottom line is they'd like to trade him and see if they can get a pick. I think that marriage is over between the two sides, and you can understand why. Even though out of the four quarterbacks that the Bears played last year, Cutler probably has the most talent, but I think it's time to go in a different direction for both Cutler and the Bears.
And if they don't trade him, obviously they're going to release him.
At some point, but you have to have an answer first. Right. And I think the reality is that they have to add a young quarterback to the mix, something that they have not done in the first 2 years that Ryan Pace has gone through this draft process. But to be fair, they've needed help in so many different areas. And I think when you construct your team this offseason, guys, what you have to look at is how do you beat Green Bay? Because ultimately, you're not going to get to where you want to go until you can form a team that can beat Aaron Rodgers. And over the years, there are two ways to go about doing it, and it's not easy. You either build a team that Phil Emery kind of wanted to build but couldn't get done here with the Bears. He didn't build the team in Atlanta, but that's what he was trying to do, a team that had explosive offensive firepower. And the Falcons had it this year, and you saw when you overwhelmed the Packers with that offensive firepower, you know, no matter how good Aaron Rodgers is, they couldn't overcome that. But I mean, keep in mind that the Falcons have an MVP quarterback, and they've got maybe the best receiver in the NFL today in Julio Jones. And they've got matchup nightmares across the board with their running backs, the tight end position, and the alternate receiver opposite Jones. It's tough to draft that unless you hit a home run every single year. And clearly the Bears have not over the last few years, which is why they're in the position that they're in. The other team that has had success against Aaron Rodgers, guys, over the years, was Jim Harbaugh's 49ers when they had it cooking with some great defenses under Vic Fangio. And when I look at how to build this team and the expertise that you have inside Hallis Hall, there aren't many people inside Hallis Hall that today you would say you would trust to to make a pick in regards to that quarterback of the future. But I guarantee you trust Vic Fangio and his defensive acumen, and John Fox with his history of building up defenses, and Ed Donatell with the job he's done over the years building up secondaries. So use that to your advantage this offseason when you look at this draft and everyone tells you that the strength of this draft across the board is defense at a variety of different positions, whether it's on the defensive line and the secondary. And these are huge needs for the Bears. You can make a case they're kind of set at the linebacker position when healthy, and they were able to attack the quarterback last year. But their secondary has been awful for the last few seasons, and I don't think they have the kind of rotation up front that you would like when Eddie Goldman gets banged up. So these are things that you can fix in this draft, and I think that's the best way, in my opinion, to build this team going forward.
All right, so when you were standing there watching them, listening to them, is there anything between the lines? Is there anything about tone, anything about what was not said based on what was asked? I can only sort of hear what's said in bits and pieces or hear it played back, but was there anything else that you discovered from Pace and Fox?
Yes, I think that Ryan Pace a number of times was dying to tell us what he really wants to do, but can't do it until a week from tomorrow, which is the first day that the new league year begins, and you can make moves. And clearly the Bears have the ability to make moves. They're top five in salary cap space. I think they're going to be spending some of that money, but it's not going to be the moves that we've seen in the past. I don't think they're going to go out there and spend big money on a those Jared Allen type signings, those days are over. I think they're going back to kind of what you saw the last couple of years and what you saw early on in the Jerry Angelo era, where they're looking to find ascending free agents. I mean, isn't everybody, but I think the fact that they have money, they can make this happen. And I think that they're looking to bring in more guys like Willie Young, for example. That you come in, they began to scratch the surface of what they could be. Willie Young did in Detroit. Comes to the Bears and then took that next step as a player, the way John Tate did when he became an offensive lineman with the Bears. Stuff like, I think that's what they're looking to do via free agency. I don't think they've given up on Alshon Jeffrey. I thought it was interesting that when Ryan Pace was asked, you know, don't these free agent receivers want to know who their quarterback is going to be? And he kind of chuckled and said, yeah, that's an important question, and I'm sure every free agent wide receiver is going to ask that question, but he also believes that the most important thing these free agent receivers are looking for, money, the contract. And I think that's ultimately what's going to decide Alshon Jeffrey's future going forward. They just couldn't commit $17 million to him, which is what he'd get via the franchise tag, Dan. And I think they'd like to have him back. The problem that they're going to run into is I think there's going to be another team out there that is going to be able to offer Jeffrey more money and better answers in regards to the offense and a better situation overall in terms of the team being able to win right now. And that's why I don't think Jeffrey will be back with the Bears.
What do you think is going to happen with Pernell McPhee? He was already on a snap count last year, the year before that. You know, he was dragging that leg at the end of the year. What are they going to do with the first free agent signing of this new regime?
I think that McPhee will be around, because I do think it's important when you have as young of a team as the Bears have to have certain guys behind the scenes who can teach people to do it the right way. And McPhee is one of those guys. I think it's important to have guys in the locker room that can police other guys. That's something that was missing during the Trestman era. And I'm sure the Argos will be great going forward, but the Bears were not. And I think in large part because they didn't have that kind of behind-the-scenes leadership in the locker room. I think McPhee can provide that. And I think he can be a good situational player as opposed to – he'll never be the kind of player you thought you were getting when you initially signed him through free agency, because I think he's always going to have to battle something to be on the field and play at a high level. But I think because Willie Young is now healthy and because they feel that Leonard Floyd, given this entire offseason, getting himself in the right shape can help, I think he'll be able to benefit from being a guy who can come in certain spots, and you take advantage of him in that way.
So the first wave of free agency will be handled, from the sounds of it, by everybody else besides the Bears, and they'll be on that second wave and that third wave. Guys maybe like, I don't know, Logan Ryan or Kenny Stills, but You see that Darrell Revis is being released from the Jets, and you mentioned a guy teaching somebody how to do things the right way. Now, Darrell Revis isn't Revis Island anymore. People have been burning him all last year. But do you think that Ryan Pace or Vic Fangio or John Fox would be interested in an older vet who still thinks he has something in the tank, but would probably be a better teacher in a classroom to a bunch of young DBs?
Remember Antrell Roll?
Mm-hmm. I don't want to.
I don't think the Bears are going in that direction. And I think this is where you have to start taking a look. You just have to step back for a second and ask yourself, what are the strengths of the draft? And the strengths of this draft, you can find, there's a lot of depth in the secondary.
Corner, edge rusher.
Exactly. So I believe those are positions that the Bears are not going to pursue via free agency. Where are the weaknesses in regards to this draft?
Offensive line.
Offensive line, although this was interesting. Ryan Pace today and both John Fox, because, and I think you guys will agree, one of the big issues going forward, if you're going to bring in a young quarterback, and I don't think the Bears will do that with third overall pick, but if you bring in a young quarterback, you want to have an infrastructure in place where that young quarterback can succeed. And both Fox and Pace today were asked, well, how can you guarantee that that infrastructure is in place for that young QB to succeed? And both said, because of the Bears' offensive line. And Case went out and said he believes that when healthy, the Bears have one of the strongest interior lines that you have in the entire NFL. And I guess what he means by that is the combination of Kyle Long at right guard, Cody Whitehair at center, and Josh Sitton at left guard.
I heard you on Bears All Access talk to Hronis Grusu. If Hronis Grusu turns into the prospect that they hoped he would, how does that impact who moves where?
I think Whitehair would be the guy that would move. You know, they didn't hesitate to play Whitehair at left guard essentially all throughout the offseason last year until the final week before the regular season started when they signed Sitton. They moved him over to center, and he did a terrific job. But Whitehair did a terrific job at all positions that he played on the offensive line when he was at Kansas State. And I don't think Grusu, and we asked him this, I don't think he can play another position outside of center. So if Grusu comes back, it gives you two options. You can either trade the guy or you can keep him, get a lot younger, and just push people. Plus, keep in mind, Kyle Long will not have shoulder surgery this offseason. That was the initial plan. Now, the way Pace spun it today was that after several doctors checked the shoulder again, that it's not something that they need to go in and operate on right now while he's recovering from all the ankle injuries. And I just think this is something that would worry me throughout the offseason heading into training camp and the regular season. Kyle Long has been a guy who's dominated in the NFL because of his physical strength and his athleticism. You always hear people call him a freak of nature, and he is. But now that you have to deal with injuries, technique becomes that much more important. And no one has ever called Kyle Long technique sound. But I think in order for him to be a good player going forward, he better improve his technique. And that's why I don't think you're going to see anybody talking about Kyle Long moving to the tackle positions this offseason. But tackle isn't a strength in this draft, getting back to what you guys were talking about. And neither is quarterback, at least right now. So I think those are certain positions that you look at where the Bears, I think, will be active in free agency.
All right, any nuggets or tidbits from today, your combine experience?
Thomas Dimitroff has really cool hair.
Thank you, Zach.
It's true.
That was his observation. Thank you.
Guys.
There goes Zach Zaidman back to his combine responsibilities. And we'll hear from him if there's any Bears news. Of course, the Bears can't really say anything. Mm-hmm. They didn't really say anything. They apologize for not really saying anything. But I don't know, unless you're trying to put some chum in the water for whatever reason, for your own self-serving purposes, I don't believe you anyway when you say stuff.
If you're looking for Bears excitement, where
you've come
it?
To the wrong place.
No. Where is it, though? You know, I know a couple of years ago, for me, it was Kevin White when they drafted him. Because you weren't excited about the Kevin White draft pick?
No, but I'm just confronting the fact that your excitement will come from whoever the quarterback is.
I don't. But what if it's a nobody? What if it's Brian Hoyer? What if it's, you know, what are you
thinking?
You really, your face like
you
that?
Really, for? You think we show up this season to be Brian Hoyer?
Yes. Why not?
But then the excitement will be the draft pick, whoever.
That's what I'm saying. And if it's a. If it's a Davis Webb or somebody like that in the third round,
Nathan Peterman,
yeah, they're not starting. So your excitement has to be tempered or delayed are you finding excitement in whatever Leonard Floyd's going to be in his second year?
Maybe it's some overall level of expectation in third year of John Fox's grand experiment here, whatever this is supposed to be.
They draft Jonathan Allen with the third pick overall. And you're sitting there like, okay, you got yourself a five technique. And you probably will be excited while you're watching them, but I don't know what that does for Bears' levels of excitement. You know, I'd be more excited with a Malik Hooker or Jamal Adams, but it's just we're in a weird zone where you know that the coaching staff and of course the GM are going to be around for at least a couple of years here. You don't know what the plan is in terms of the quarterback. You don't know what the plan is offensively at all.
I mean, and you don't trust the guy calling plays.
Yeah, it's Jordan Howard a bust.
And you still have a lightweight calling plays.
Yeah. So
you don't have a tight end.
I'm trying to figure out. You know, the draft is always cool because you know the newness of it. You get some new blood on the team. You get somebody new to root for. We saw Jordan Howard, you know, have a stellar rookie year. But am I a fool for hoping for Kevin White to bounce back or turn into something?
They have to. We also are going to go back to what we were discussing before about the new apparent relaxation in NFL touchdown celebration rules. Had a lot of people texting in and some people sending emails with their opinions on that and just how that's all going to work. I think it's great. I think just the fact that it only took a year for the league to come off of a very strong position when their own officials said that, hey, we don't know what's kosher and what isn't. We're not quite sure what to call here. 30 flags for excessive celebration is too much, and celebrations just aren't that bad. We spent the last break in the producer's studio watching a compilation of University of Miami celebrations from, what, early 90s?
No, late 80s.
Late 80s, yeah, early 90s.
Yeah, mid to late 80s. The high fives, Melvin Bratton, Randall Thrill Hill, Jesse Armstead.
Yeah, but Randall Hill was already in the 90s, right?
I don't think so.
I thought he was.
Yeah, I thought he was an 80s player.
But seeing some of what Michael Irvin was doing too, going, it was all strung together, and that's awesome.
That's what it was.
that's another level altogether. And if you can't watch that without enjoying it and thinking there's
you're right, Randall Hill, 90. He played in 90.
If you can't enjoy that, there's something wrong with you. You're missing a gene that you should have if you want to enjoy sports. I'm not saying it has to be like that, but the thing is, NFL players are creative. It's not just jumping around and you know, doing the crotch karate chop, that whole thing, the
double crossbow crotch,
right, and like the finger guns. NFL players get pretty creative here, so why not allow them a little latitude and hope that the referee can just kind of grit his teeth and grumble through it while his football sensibilities are being slightly offended. 312-644-6767. You have the score.
Baseball will never be the same for Cubs fans. Wait till next year. Curses? Nope. Lovable losers? Wrong again. Spring training is on. Let's talk about the world champion Chicago Cubs. On the station where you can listen to all 162 games and the postseason.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home of the Cubs.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. The Warriors lost to the Wizards last night, but that was the least of their concerns after seeing Kevin Durant go down early in that game. His teammates were obviously very concerned afterwards, as well they should be. He's a league MVP, a four-time scoring champ. You're not going to replace that guy. A guy who's not only been a great fit with the team, but who has led them with team highs of 26 and 8 every single night. And they did get some good news today. It's only a sprained MCL with a bone bruise, and they will reevaluate that in a month. It could have been so much worse. It could have been a shredded knee or something that would have kept him out of the postseason altogether. Obviously, it's never good news when you lose an MVP and a four-time scoring champ, but there's no need to hit the panic button yet. Bottom line, they may not be as good for the next few weeks, but like the Cavaliers, the Warriors are not concerned about the next 2 months. And I still think they're the team to beat, not just in the West, but in the NBA overall. I'm Jim Rome.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
This week in 1995, Dusty Springfield died after a long battle with cancer at age 59. MC Hammer became a preacher this week in 2000. This week in 2002, the first episode of The Osbournes TV show aired on MTV. And this week in 2012, Davy Jones, singer with the Monkees, died at age 66 after suffering a massive heart attack.
Play.it is your new podcast network for top sports on-demand programming, including CBS sports experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Jim Rome.
Holy Magic Man Malignaggi, two-time world champion.
The industrial strength nation.
Let's get to some news here.
The updates, the scores, lots happening.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is the big league.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
This week in 1968, Elton John's first single, I've Been Loving You Too Long, was released and didn't chart. Frankie Lymon was found dead of a suspected drug overdose at age 25 that same week. The CD was launched by Sony, Philips, and PolyGram this week in 1983. This week in 1993, Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown became parents when Bobby Christina was born.
Play.it is your new podcast network for award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome! We're gonna make you laugh. We're gonna make you think.
Give you that news and information.
Pop culture, reality TV.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
You want to see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Justin Bieber was born this week in 1994. That same week, Nirvana played their final ever concert. This week in 1995, the Foo Fighters made their live debut.
It's like this and like that and like this.
Death Row Records boss Suge Knight was sentenced to 9 years in prison for violating his probation this week in 1997.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
This week in music history.
This week in 1955, Elvis Presley made his TV debut. This week in 1959, the winners of the first Grammy Awards were announced. The Four Seasons became the first group to have three consecutive number ones in the U.S. this week in 1963. This week in 1966, John Lennon's statement that the Beatles were more popular than Jesus Christ was published in London.
Play.it is your new podcast network for top sports on-demand programming, including CBS sports experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Jim Rome.
Holy
Magic Man Malignaggi, two-time world champion.
The industrial strength nation.
Let's get to some news here.
The updates, the scores, lots happening.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is the big league.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it. This week in music history.
This week in 1995, Dusty Springfield died after a long battle with cancer at age 59. MC Hammer became a preacher this week in 2000.
This week in 2002, the first episode of The Osbournes TV show aired on MTV. And this week in 2012, Davy Jones, singer with the Monkees, died at age 66 after suffering a massive heart attack.
Hey, it's Matt Spiegel. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now, there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
When you walk through the halls of Hallis, it felt there was a sense of optimism because I think people feel the culture is heading in the right direction, and there's a lot of young talent that is going to kind of build our future.
He's always very excited.
He's always optimistic and excited. I'm starting to think it's actually real.
The right direction from 5-3.
We had 5 wins, and then we have 3 of wins, and that's not as many wins. And John Fox said as much that they have to do more of the whole, you know, winning thing. That would be good for them. They don't want to have the starting quarterback who wasn't on the roster to begin the season. He's made that very clear, too.
I wonder, and maybe we talk to Greg Gabriel soon about this, if you set up your boards, understanding, and I know these guys understand, you know, one or two drafts down the road what happens, but it happens a lot in the NBA where GMs will flat out say, hey, man, this draft sucks, and the draft after this is going to be fine, and we'll lose this year or figure something out, and then keep it moving, because Sam Darnold is all the talk at the scouting combine, and he is not there.
No, but he's starting to get some of that Carson Palmer, Andrew Luck level buzz of one of these perfect
all-time great
quarterback
bowl game,
specimens.
Man.
Yep,
all-time great bowl game. All-time.
And some of those guys he was throwing to are going to have mm-hmm. nice, long NFL careers.
Mm-hmm. So I wonder if... You know, you sit back in the cut and you go, all right, listen, you're not getting fired. I'm not getting fired. We got to go out here and play 16 games, put on a representative product.
Yeah, if we stay healthy, yeah. We'll probably win 7.
Defense, your deal. Now, if the defense doesn't get better, your ass is getting fired. Okay, but
that's all right. Wrong.
But listen, we got to figure this thing out. I know we're not going to have a lot on offense. We're going to kill Jordan Howard. He's going to run him into the ground. And then we'll get another one of him.
We might have to fire our coordinator midseason.
Right. But in the end, we stay around that 3 or 4 win mark. Next thing you know, a couple quarterbacks, Josh Rosen, Sam Darnold, some of these other guys come out, and you got your guy. I don't know if NFL types talk like that because NFL types think year to year.
That seems
and
a little
quarter
bit
to quarter.
Too
it's a basketball
reasonable.
And baseball yeah. kind of thinking more so than an NFL kind
right,
of thinking.
Right, because draft picks can help you right away.
Right.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. The second place Wolves are home this Sunday. Meet your favorite superhero characters and mascots. The first 1,500 kids get a cape courtesy of the Village of Rosemont. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
These contract negotiations can be complicated, and we're at a point right now where this is kind of where it is. You know, us tagging them 2 years in a row really wasn't an option for us, so we'll see how it plays out.
That's Ryan Pace on wide receiver Alshon Jeffrey not applying the franchise tag for the second consecutive year on Jeffrey. The Bears also talked about Jay Cutler, said it's a fluid situation. He could return to the team next season. Bears all access tonight at 6 o'clock right here on The Score. In hockey, the Blackhawks host Pittsburgh tonight. Scott Darling starts in net. Puck drops at 7. Johnny Oduya will not play. Jonathan Toews was named NHL's first star of the month for February. In the NBA, the Bulls get a day off today before hosting Golden State tomorrow. Kevin Durant will not play as he's out for at least 4 weeks with a sprained MCL and a bone bruise on his knee. Reports have the Warriors assigning forward Matt Barnes for the remainder of the season. And the 76ers, Joel Embiid, is out for the rest of the year with a left meniscus tear. Tonight in the NBA, Washington plays at Toronto. The Cavs travel to Boston. The Pacers visit the Spurs, and the Clippers host the Rockets. The Bulls have slid back to the seventh spot in the East, a game behind Indiana. NFL News, Adam Schefter is reporting the Patriots are not expected to trade Jimmy Garoppolo. Also, the Steelers and James Harrison have reached an agreement on a two-year, $3.5 million deal. Major League Baseball spring training, the Cubs and Royals in Surprise, Arizona, a leadoff home run off of Eddie Butler, and the Cubs trail 1-0 in the second. Javi Baez leading off today. The White Sox and the Diamondbacks are scoreless in the first. Big game James on the mound. Right now at AutoZone, buy three qualifying Gabriel Shocks or Struts and get the fourth one free by mail-in rebate. Restrictions and details in store. Get in the zone, AutoZone. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. It's go time at Dunkin' Donuts. Get your day going with two wake-up wrap sandwiches for $2. Enjoy two egg and cheese wake-up wraps and add bacon, sausage, or ham for a dollar more. Perfect with a rich, smooth Dunkin' coffee. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary, plus applicable taxes. Limited time offer.
All right, I gotta give the Bears back one of their wins.
What'd you do? You took a win?
Yeah, they won six games 2 years ago and won three last year, so I apologize.
Probably not do that again?
Well, you probably won't.
You might not.
Yeah.
Here's Matt calling from River North on the Score. Hi, Matt.
Hey, fellas. I had a question about, you know, T.O. not making the Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. Obviously, his numbers are good enough to get in. You think partially it's because he was so disruptive in the locker rooms. But there's a guy who played in the 70s and 80s, Cliff Branch, who when he retired was all-time leading playoff receiver. And I think he was a better football player than T.O.
Ooh.
I mean, he was the most feared receiver in his time, I think.
No.
I'll sit this one out.
Yeah, I don't think he was the most feared receiver. You had some really strong receivers still playing. I mean, you're talking about the heyday of Swan and Stallworth concurrently.
So what you're saying is Cliff Branch is a top five receiver of all time.
No.
Well, he had the most playoff yards when he retired, receiving yards.
Most feared the guy they feared more than that. Dave Casper was really
he was tremendous too. But they had
Biletnikoff.
Biletnikoff was now. I think part of it with Cliff Branch is that they held it against him because he played on such a great team, and that might have something to do with it. But he had 67 touchdowns. Lynn Swann had 40.
Lynn Swann's numbers, we've compared those to like Wendell Davis before on this show. So,
well, right. And I don't know if the numbers mean as much back then. Mm-hmm. Teams didn't throw as much and all that. But I can tell you this, and the Raiders believe this, when they played the championship game in 75 against the Steelers froze the sides of the field because they were afraid of Cliff Branch to neutralize.
Well, no, these aren't even close. I mean,
the top three comps for Cliff Branch on ProFootballReference.com are Gary Clark, Mark Clayton, and Steve Smith.
Now the
what about playoff stuff? Doesn't that matter?
A little bit, I guess, but this is just a reach. I mean, it used to be 50 catches in a season was considered a great reception season, and he only did it three times.
Correct, but he also one year he averaged 24 yards of reception.
Yeah, the Raiders revolutionizing the deep passing game.
Well, right, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was really good, but I don't.
Matt, this isn't the hill to die on, the old Cliff Branch.
I just think it's a when you say the most feared receiver of his era.
NFL films, and that's what they were saying. And
they say that about everybody. All NFL films are
those
hyperbole.
Top 10 lists. Yeah.
The most feared of his era. I don't think. I mean, Drew Pearson was pretty good too.
That's for sure.
Yeah, he was a good player.
Stallworth.
Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. John Stallworth mm-hmm. was a monster. Harold Carmichael mm-hmm. too.
Not just big. Actual game changer.
Yeah.
No, we got you, Matt. You're a big Cliff Branch guy. But the T.O. stuff. Did you see the T.O. bought a gold jacket and put all his stats on the back of the gold jacket? Like a Hall of Fame. I know, but, you know, he's the old guy outside the club wanting all the girls to see that he still got it. You know, he's the 21-year-old outside with the IROC Z in front of the high school like, yep. I'm still cool, guys.
That's Pete Rose, you know.
Hey, man, he needs it. He needs that HOF so he can go to those card signing shows, man. T.O.'s had some money issues over the last few years, man. He needs that. You know, Dan Pompey is taking food off his kid's table. And Bill Polian and all those other old curmudgeons, even though Dan's not an old curmudgeon, but he bought a jacket Said, to hell with you. I'm going to go to my tailor and get myself a gold jacket with all my stats on the back and walk around with it.
Yeah, I'd have to go and look at some of these leaders because, you know, you start looking at some
The game changed. The passing game is on steroids right now. You look at, I remember 3,000 yards was a big thing when I was a kid. You got 3,200, 3,300 yards, you were slinging that pill. Now, you get 3,100, 3,200 yards, we're asking how many games were you hurt? Or is your name Alex Smith? You know? Like, Drew Brees routinely is touching $5,000. Like, around 5,000, a little bit less than 5,000, but you see Drew Brees, like, they throw the ball 50 times a game. So the numbers are inflated a little bit. You know, I remember 100 catches. Was it Herman Moore? And like a few guys got 100 catches in the season. You're like, my God, like they are really working this guy. Now Antonio Brown's getting 122, 115 in his sleep with all the bubble screen stuff and the lack of running games around the NFL. So it's kind of hard to compare eras.
Especially with when they keep making sure that the game can look how they want it to look mm-hmm. and how they think it should be sold and consumed and packaged. And I just like
that's why you really respect great defenses now. Like if you have a defense that can consist like that, I don't think we play up enough how ridiculously good the Seahawks defense has been over the last 3 or 4 years. And that's why when the 85 comps happened, you know, especially people in this city are like, what the hell? They haven't even, the year they went to the Super Bowl, they haven't even won it yet. But you look at the passing games that they have to go up against and the fact that you can't touch the receivers after 5 yards and what you have to be fundamentally and technique-wise and the fact that they don't disguise anything at the line of scrimmage. Mm-hmm. They rarely are shifting the safeties. They put Earl Thomas back there. They put Cam Chancellor a little bit closer to the line, and they line up Richard Sherman and whoever the hell else is on the other side, and they try to beat you with that.
I'm trying to think of more sort of great receivers of the Cliff Branch era. I mean, you had Ahmad Rashad, too.
Mm-hmm.
And
this is his name, Bobby.
Bobby Moore.
Bobby Moore. Yeah,
became Ahmad Rashad, who was
great player.
You kind of had to account for him too.
Yeah,
I'll look for more as I look around Pro Football Reference just to get some of the numbers here. But just sort of thinking about my football cards and thinking off the top of my head of some of those guys that you would see streaking down the field. The Chargers every year had, you know, three guys, and you know whether it was, you know, mm-hmm. Charlie Joyner or Jefferson and, you know, Kellen Winslow at tight end who revolutionized that position. What did he just run you in some names,
dude? Passing yard leaders from 1932 to 2016. In 32, 639 yards led the league in passing. Last year, 5,200. 5,208 yards. And routinely, since about 1979, you had to be around 4,000. And then it jumped to 4,800 and 4,900 and 5,000 and 5,100. Drew Brees threw for 5,476 in 2011.
Yeah. How about another name in there? Steve Largent.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Said it, right?
No, we didn't. We Congress? Didn't say you had. Oh, yeah. It was a congressman, I believe.
Congressman, yeah.
Yeah. We had Harold Jackson. Another one. We mentioned Harold Carmichael. Kenny Burrow. We mentioned Drew Pearson. John Jefferson, talked about him. Wes Chandler.
See, I start to pick up in the Tecmo Bowl era. You know, guys like Webster Slaughter and Mark Jackson in Denver.
Clayton and Duper.
Clayton, of course, Clayton and Duper. Mark Jackson in New York. And Ed McCaffrey.
Who was the Jet with the goggles? Was it Ken O'Brien was thrown to? Wesley Walker? Was that his name?
I'm drawing a blank.
Wesley Walker?
Who was the white dude that was not Mark Bavaro? But there was Phil McConkey. Phil McConkey. No, I'm just saying that's the Tecmo Bowl era where I was getting introduced to guys. Yeah. Yeah. Well, come on, man. That Giants squad.
Your conkey is already filled.
That Giants squad.
We've denied your request.
Come on. Mark Bavaro, Phil McConkey, Mark Jackson. Yeah.
Back in the Sims.
Day. Yeah, Phil
Bavaro.
Sims.
Bavaro. Right. Touchdown Giants.
I always had a problem with that team, too, because O.J. Anderson was O.J. Anderson in Arizona, right? And then when he
Otis
got to
Anderson.
New York, he was Otis Anderson.
Oh, St. Louis, it wasn't Arizona, St. Louis.
St. Louis, right. But
Remember the year that he and Walter Payton came down to the final game of the season for the rushing title?
I don't.
And everyone's like, oh, come on, he needs more yards. records. Oh, it was a huge.
Is that when you were still going to games as a kid?
Was that
you're throwing snowballs at people on stretchers?
Yeah, there was a year. I forgot exactly which year, but one year the two of them, like you're watching play to play. They're like keeping you updated on the radio. I think O.J. Anderson just had a 7-yard gain.
Right. Everybody's trying to protect the honor of Walter Payton. I thought O.J. Anderson and Otis Anderson were two different people. Like for a little while, I was like, you mean to tell me there's two fat-thighed black running backs with the number 24?
Booty change.
Right, exactly. That's booty change. Yeah. The game has changed, man. The game has absolutely changed. Running backs mattered back then.
That's like
all running backs matter.
My friend in college that insisted that there were two different bands, INXS and INXS. He thought
they were Rosner?
They're different bands.
Although I was with Rosner on the cucumbers and pickles thing. I had no idea. I'm an idiot.
Come on.
I didn't. What do you mean, come on? I'm not going to lie. I didn't.
Come on.
I didn't know. I thought there were two different foods. You ever had pickled pig's feet?
Yeah.
Have you?
Sure.
Have you?
I spent 5 years in the South.
That doesn't mean you had to have it.
Why wouldn't you?
I spent 2 years in the South that I didn't have it.
Why would you? They're fantastic.
I want pig's feet.
Why not?
Why would I want pig's feet?
You don't want yourself a trotter?
I don't want pig's feet, no.
Mr. Trotter. Every time Fred Gwynn scared him, Mr. Trotter?
I got you.
Some places call them trotters.
I don't want the pig's feet. I don't. They
start picking around the knuckles. It's like a rib tip.
I understand.
It's connective tissue.
But it's the feet though. It's in a lot of bad stuff. They eat their own poop. I don't want to eat the poop that's been grounded.
Right.
I eat everything. It's the most eating dog show. You're listening to 670 The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center today.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break-even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flow.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Play.it is your new podcast network for award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome! We're gonna make you laugh, we're gonna make you think.
Give you that news and information.
Pop culture, reality TV.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
You wanna see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it. This week in 1968, Elton John's first single, I've Been Loving You Too Long, was released and didn't chart. Frankie Lyman was found dead of a suspected drug overdose at age 25 that same week. The CD was launched by Sony, Philips, and PolyGram this week in 1983. This week in 1993, Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown became parents when Bobby Christina was born. This week in 1995, Dusty Springfield died after a long battle with cancer at age 59. MC Hammer became a preacher this week in 2000. This week in 2002, the first episode of The Osbournes TV show aired on MTV. And this week in 2012, Davy Jones, singer with the Monkees, died at age 66 after suffering a massive heart attack.
Restaurants, dine-in only.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
A lot of football talk to start. Bernstein and Goff. We'll talk baseball with Ron Darling at 4:30. Mike Tanier at 4 o'clock before that. And been a bunch of subjects with the NFL is doing, meeting today, and they met yesterday, talking about trying to relax some of these ridiculous celebration penalty rules and make the game a little bit more fun in the old no fun league. And also, the Bears talked today. We didn't learn anything.
Nah, first day. Probably won't learn anything this entire weekend, but hopefully we'll learn what they're looking for in the draft. We know they need everything. But as we know, this is a deep draft for the secondary, and it's a deep draft for edge rushers and guys who want to play up front. You got questions with guys who are young guys up front as well. I mean, I'm still waiting for Eddie Goldman to get through a full season healthy. And I think the talent is there, and you see the flashes, but you still want your nose tackle to be around for 13, 14 games or so. Jonathan Bullard, what is he? You know, you can't keep piecemealing guys from old defenses like Will Sutton and some of these other guys who weren't drafted to play this defense. At some point, you're going to have to show and prove as a third-round pick.
South Holland, here's Jake on the score. Hello, Jake.
Hey, guys. A little bit ago, you were talking about what you would really be, I guess, looking forward to in the season. You know, like how you said most people would be, who's the quarterback? But I'm like that old-school kind of guy where defense is what I really love to watch, and there's nothing more than I like if the Bears can continue to fight to build and build up a beastly defense, and you know, and everyone always wants the quarterback, but you look at the last couple Super Bowls outside of the ones Brady wins. I mean, when the Broncos won it, Peyton Manning was not Peyton Manning. He wasn't no top five, not even a top 10 quarterback at that point. You know, when Russell Wilson and the Seahawks won it, Russell Wilson.
That's a bad formula to follow.
Because that happened, it doesn't mean you say, hey, well, let's try to not have a good quarterback.
Yesterday when I posed a question to Dan about the defense versus the quarterback, it was to keep you afloat. But to win it, or to have any kind of sustained success, you're going to have the trigger man. You're going to need it.
I understand the importance of a quarterback, but right now, like if they can really start to take the most pressure off a quarterback, which is going to be a developing one in our case, because it's going to be a young one, is to have a defense behind them, that you can depend on, and if they go into this off season and can land a Jonathan Allen in the draft, can land an AJ Boye in free agency, now we're cooking up something good here, and that'll really get me excited.
Yeah, but AJ Boye is a big ticket item. And that's a first hour of free agency guy.
We started talking about him like, hey, by the way, this guy. And then when everybody gets talked up in the playoffs a little bit.
Kicked ass, man.
Yeah, then everybody started seeing him, and that ruined it for everybody. Not except for AJ Bouye.
Yeah, he's going to get paid. Yep. He is definitely going to get paid. And whether he'll be one of those guys who, you know, look at what the Cowboys did year after year after year, where I believe it was Brandon Carr and a couple other guys that they paid big money to. And they were good players for them, but they weren't the, okay, this is the top three or four guy. And they just not stumbled upon, but Orlando Scandrick ended up being their best corner. You know, they drafted Morris Claiborne. And Morris Claiborne finally had a good season last year, the year before his free agency.
You know what happens with corners, too, is that so much of it, and this gets back to a larger question. I was going to bring it up during transition about what Danny Parkins was saying about Deshaun Watson. And so much of this is where you end up and what your circumstances are. And there are corners who end up with opportunity because the guy on the other side of the field is game planned for. And if you are targeted, you've got opportunities.
Marcus Peters, Kansas City, out of Washington.
That dude
was like 12 picks the last 2 years because he's a rookie. And people knew he liked to gamble. And they threw the ball in his way. And that'll stop in the next couple of years. But he's got a good set of hands. You're going to try me? I'm going to get burned every once in a while, but I'm going to make a play. And that's what Marcus Peters has done.
I always talk about availability in the NFL, separating the guys that can do really well. Just keep showing up. Just be ready for when your time comes. And sometimes the reason your time comes is you're underestimated by a game planner. And maybe safety help is rolled a certain way. And you end up one-on-one at a time when maybe you wouldn't otherwise be. Or you're a nickel guy or you're a slot corner when against a really deep team that is going to make use of some of those packages. And then all of a sudden, hey, you know, that I'm watching film. Somebody's showing up who wouldn't otherwise be showing up because you're getting a chance because one of your teammates is really, really good, and they're just not throwing over there.
Yeah, and that happens with pass rushers as well. You know, this team signed Adewale Ogunleye, and we asked, all right, how much of that was Jason Taylor getting all the game planning? And Adewale had a nice run with the Bears here. You know, this guy who get around 7 or 8 sacks a year, something like that, played a decent defensive end. But yeah, if you can capitalize on the other person's game plan or the other side getting game planned, you know, you're doing your job as well. That's why you need those disruptors. Those guys who, all right, we got to stop Leonard Floyd, or we can't throw Jamal Adams or Malik Hooker's way or something like that. The Bears don't have enough of those guys. You need 5 or 6 playmakers to even start to think about being a difference maker as a team.
Got an unbelievable White Sox story when we come back. I mean, really, I guess it is believable when you think about it, but the headline is something that grabs you.
Yeah. These days and times, it probably happens a lot more than we believe.
You did a literal double take.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
You had to read the headline twice at CBSChicago.com. So we'll bring that to you in a moment on The Score.
The Score is celebrating 25 years as the voice of the fan. It couldn't have continued for 25 years without you, the Score listener. Thank you, Chicago. From Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Play.it is your new podcast network for top sports on-demand programming, including CBS sports experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Jim Rome.
Holy Magic Man Malignaggi, 2-time world champion.
The industrial strength nation.
Let's get to some news here.
The updates, the scores, lots happening.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is the big league.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Justin Bieber was born this week in 1994.
That same week, Nirvana played their final ever concert. This week in 1995, the Foo Fighters made their live debut. It's like this and like that and like this. Death Row Records like boss Suge Knight was sentenced to 9 years in prison for violating his probation this week in 1997. This week in 1955, Elvis Presley made his TV debut. This week in 1959, the winners of the first Grammy Awards were announced. The Four Seasons became the first group to have three consecutive number ones in the U.S. this week in 1963. This week in 1966, John Lennon's statement that the Beatles were more popular than Jesus Christ was published in London. Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening.